Fantastic. Well, thinking of different types of cell, you know there are various different taste cells on your tongue that mean you can taste different things.
Sour, sweet, salt, umami.
Yes, exactly. Well, scientists have now discovered exactly what's going on when you taste a fizzy drink. It's both a physical and a chemical experience. Not only do you have the bubbles forming on your tongue, but also there's a chemical thing going on with one specific group of those taste receptors. Now, reporting in this week's Science, Jay Amram, Chakasendra, and colleagues from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute at the University of California, San Diego, and colleagues from various other places in the States, they show that the cells on our tongues that sense sour flavours are also responsible for tasting this carbonisation, and they've identified the gene that's probably responsible.
So go on then, how does it work?
Well, as I said, it's the sour cells that do it. We know that we have cells that detect bitter, sweet, salty, sour, and umami, as you said, which is the flavour of monosodium glutamate. Parmesan cheese, lots of it in tomatoes. Their taste system is also responsive to CO2 through a number of different pathways. So there's olfaction, we can smell it. The chemoreception that detects CO2 in our lungs is also partly responsible. But by genetically deactivating specific sets of these taste receptor cells in mice, they could show that mice lacking the cells for sourness were completely unable to detect CO2. Now, these cells express an ion channel called PKD2L1. So they looked in these cells for candidate genes that were only really found in cells expressing that ion channel. Once they'd found a gene called CAR4, they switched it off and noticed that even though animals with sour receptor cells could still taste sour things, if this gene was switched off, they couldn't taste CO2. Now, this gene codes for something called carbonic anhydrase, which catalyses a reaction that turns carbon dioxide and water into bicarbonate and free protons. We know that bicarbonate doesn't react with taste receptors, so it must be these free protons that mean we can taste CO2. But then there's a question of why we can taste carbon dioxide at all, and the authors suggest that it might just be a coincidence and the enzyme is really there to maintain the correct pH balance in our taste buds. But there is some evidence of specific CO2 taste detection in insects, so this may suggest that it has evolved in us as a means of detecting food that's fermenting or going off.
That kind of fizzy hummus thing. Yeah, I love the idea as well of giving little mice like fizzy drinks. Does that taste fizzy to you? How do you do it? Anyway,